I started feeling better right away. And you know that whole thing of like, you don't know how bad you feel until you start feeling better.
Or you don't know how good you feel until you feel really good. Right?
Yeah.
Either way, you don't know until you're in one of those areas.
It's had a profound effect. My daughter saw my changes evolving over time. They were pointing out to me, you know, you're calmer, mom. You're a better listener. I feel like you're paying attention to me more. That's
a result of profound.
The PH360. Yes.
Welcome to the Everyday Epigenetics Raw, Real, Relatable podcast. I'm your host, Susan Robbins, epigenetic human performance coach. This is where we discuss all things lifestyle, environment, food, exercise, work, mind, and social interaction as they pertain to epigenetic expression in a way that's relatable to everyone. So if you're ready to start viewing you as an individual, take control of your life and health and get results, buckle up. Here we go.
Welcome to the Everyday Epigenetics Raw, Real, Relatable podcast. I'm your host, Susan Robbins, and oh boy, do I have, buckle up, a high, high energy podcast for you today. I've got a client that I've been working with, I worked with for several months, she and her husband, and this woman has the most infectious energy and just a beautiful soul, and I am just so excited to have her here. Her name is Adrienne. She's a mom. She's in her 40s. She is, like I said, infectious freaking energy. And I am so grateful to now call her my friend. And I'm working at her to be my sidekick on here because when you see the two curly girls together, the energy is just going to flow. She holds a master's degree in American history, a BA in English. She recently retired after 2 decades of, fundraising and development for nonprofits and charities in Washington, D.C. Not much stress there. And she's Pilates, kettlebells, loves walks with her dog, her beagle, Baxter. And we have some fun stuff there because we think Baxter is a diplomat, just as Adrienne is in a PH360 or Shade diplomat health type. And I'm just so excited to have her on here to talk about her health journey because I'll tell you guys, it's one that so many of you will relate to what she has experienced with her mindset and changing what the traditional things she was told to do and how it's just transformed hers and her family's lives. And Adrienne, welcome aboard.
Thank you so much, Susan. I really appreciate it. This is fantastic. Thank you for having me. I love you. We're definitely friends. We will continue to be friends going forward, and we can talk about the sidekick thing as we go. But thank you for the beautiful introduction. Recently retired. So I had a go, go, go job. And so many women listening will know exactly what I'm talking about. Go, go, go job. And then I'm also, as a diplomat, I'm also, you know, big into caretaking, big into giving, feeding my family. I'm the main cook in the family and all of that. So second full-time, second shift at home. When I retired, I also had my own business consulting for nonprofits after working full-time for them. Retired from that too. And I thought now is the time for me to like relax and enjoy myself and rest on my laurels. And for my husband as well, COVID and, you know, the last 4 years really had an impact on us as it has on everyone.
Sure.
And it also made us be like more realistic about our needs and what we need and needing less really and spending money on the right things that help our health and spending more time with our child. I have a 12-year-old and all of the wonderful beauty that comes with that and all of the challenge that comes with that. And so, but right when we both retired, sort of like 3 months after both of us retired, my husband had retired first and then I did it like 6 months later. His sister was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer and she is 5 years younger than both.
Wow.
And just got married and then like got pregnant on our honeymoon and then back pregnant 2 more times, which is probably correlated to her diagnosis, but it was very scary because, you know, she's 42 at the time. And, you know, like we didn't think that was going to happen. And she was presenting as healthy and it scared us. It scared both of us very badly. And, you know, with careers and a family, we really weren't taking care of our own health. You best believe I was getting my kid in the doctor for every year for wellness checkups, addressing their, you know, allergies. My husband had a gluten allergy for years and years, and we had, you know, that was always a priority too. And I often put myself at the bottom of my to-do list just because, you know, that's what you we do. I think that's what, right? That's what women do. That's what definitely what I did and sometimes still catch myself doing, even on this health journey. But that really scared me real bad when my seemingly healthy sister-in-law was in fact not and had all this hidden toxicity in her body and that she had to fight, you know, that battle. So I started with, and so did my husband, with traditional medicine, right? We have regular insurance, a big name company that everybody would recognize, and they put me through. So I was like, yeah, I'd never really taken care of myself in terms of like full diagnostic tests. I was way behind on a lot of OBGYN care, and like my last cervical cancer screening was years before. And so I got all that battery, and one by one, each test was coming clean, and each test was, you know, showing that I was like, not functionally optimal, but like good enough
within for, range,
you know, big insurance. Yes, exactly.
Within range.
Exactly. The worst words ever said.
Yeah, worst words ever said. But we also had this family trip planned, an ancestral heritage trip to Ireland and Wales. And so I did all these tests. I go on this 2-week trip. I'm drinking booze, basically breakfast, lunch and dinner, right? Like certainly lunch and dinner. I'm having coffee after coffee after coffee. And that was my standard. I was keto. I, you know, when I had my child 12 years ago, I gained a bunch of weight when I was pregnant, lost it with keto because I watched my younger brother doing keto and looking fantastic. I was like, let me try this because if it works for him, it might work for me. And it did. And it worked great for years. And I was an acolyte of it. I was like, you know, no one can speak ill of it. And, you know, this is it for me forever. This is it. Nothing else. And so I go on this trip, and as I'm on the trip, as travel will do, like especially because long flights, uncomfortable seats, driving a bunch, you know, just like, and I had a couple years back, I had a herniated disc that started acting up again, my L4, L5. I thought I'd healed it, but it started like tweaking on this trip. So I come back home and my doctor tells me there's, you know, I asked you to do this blood work and you didn't have a chance before you left. So come back and do this blood work. So it was just the regular lipid panel and thyroid panel.
Sure.
And so I came home, I did that. The tests come back and I see that I'm crazy high T4, surging antibodies, off the charts for them. They didn't test the full thyroid panel.
Of course.
But, cause there's, right. Yeah. This particular insurance company doesn't test a reverse T3 at all because that's just an this and that. And, yeah. Right. Got the whole runaround from them. But I started being like, this is all. I've never done any functional medicine up until now. Never done any alternative health, really. Just like trying to, you know, stay a healthy size and keep moving and not feel terrible and get good sleep. And also like, and I think a lot of women will connect with this and a lot of men will connect with this. I feel like a lot of women definitely will. I was feeling, you know, like kind of shitty. Like I was feeling kind of crappy, but I just assumed, oh, it's because I'm 46, 47, 48. I'm watching my older sister. She's perimenopausal. That's probably it for me too, you know? And like thinking back, talking to my mom about when she went through menopause and like, it's probably that. Yeah. I was just like, oh, it's just, that's just normal for my body to feel like crap every day when I wake up and before I go to bed and waking up in the middle of the night at 3 a.m. and like ravenously hungry or no appetite at all the next day. Yeah. And I was also because I watched my brother do it. I was like, that's probably really going to work for me. I was keto and intermittent fasting.
Okay.
At first for fat loss after having a kid, but also for ease, like one less meal.
One less meal to worry about. Convenience.
Right. Convenience. And, you know, one less thing to plan for. And also, a meal is 3 or 4 cups of coffee. That was my meal for years. That was my meal.
Oh,
there's cream in it. Sometimes I put collagen in it.
Any butter? The bulletproof butter?
Yes. Oh, I did the bulletproof for 2.5 years, bulletproof coffee. People thought I was nuts. Was pouring it in at work in the office. But also compared to like how I ate, standard American diet, high processed foods before that, like that's what, you know, and who doesn't love bread? Bread's delicious like that. But compared to that, keto was like a whole food you know, homemade diet for me. Mm-hmm. But then I'm like, okay, well, I think I need to, they diagnosed me formally with Graves' disease, at my insurance company, my traditional Western insurance. They said, you have Graves' disease. That's it. Here's some meds. Go on these and then we'll check you out in 3 months. Oh, and by the way, the meds they referred me to an endocrinologist. So the endocrinologist is telling me this, right? Mm-hmm. And she's saying, these meds will tank your thyroid. They will not protect your thyroid. And so I'm like, well, I want to keep my thyroid and I want to ideally leave the planet with every organ that I have with me that I came in with. You know what I mean? Like in an ideal world, I'd like that. But realistically, you know, it scared me, like frightened me. And thyroid cancer is scary. And there's that, like, I'm here, I'm getting, you know, mammograms and all the other screenings that are coming through clean. But I was scared of that whole process. And so I fell back on, you know, sort of my training in terms of how to figure things out, right? And as women research, I think that's a definitely, like, they had a joke on SNL this weekend about how two young 22-year-old women joined a police force and solved every crime because they're so quick on social media with research. And like, that's what that's what I see. Like, you know, as young women in particular, but all ages women. And so I started researching it.
Sure.
And I went to trusted resources that I knew, podcasts that I knew, and scientists and functional medicine doctors that seemed like they, you know, A, will admit when they're wrong, and B, when they will admit when they don't know something, and C, can help me in a way that my traditional insurance company wasn't helping me. So I found Dr. Amy Horniman, and I, you know, luckily she had an opening and I pitched myself hard to be her. I will do whatever you say. Take me, please. Cause like, I'm like a big, you know, as you know, Susan, I'm like, well, but are you sure? Is that true? Well, but I've heard this. And I was just like, you know, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do whatever she says. And so I did. And I got her MD prescriber that she referred me to, mm-hmm. and got the full battery of tests that actually will tell me what's wrong with the thyroid. And Dr. Amy, diagnosed me with both. It's rare and uncommon. It's like less than 1% of women with thyroid problems that have it, but I have a thyroid that swings from hyper to hypo.
It's crazy.
And back again. And it's just like, when she told me that, I was like, I didn't even know that was a thing that could happen, because I know a ton of women who are hypo.
Yeah.
Two of my sisters are hypo. That made perfect sense. Yeah, right. And one of the hypothyroid meds is like the most commonly prescribed med.
The T4, the Synthroid.
Right. Right. Synthroid. It's just like more, which is crazy to think about because, you know, but it makes a lot of sense to me now. And also, you know, there was a lot of deconstruction that I had to do with Dr. Amy, including you know, getting rid of any products with gluten, any products with phthalates, fragrance. I had a ton of those.
Really?
Like a ton of them. And I was just using products that my family used, that I grew up using without even thinking twice about it, you know? So
just so people understand that those chemicals can disrupt the endocrine system, which is why within that protocol, it was working with that.
And it governs the whole like metabolic everything, right? Just like, right. And so you don't think, you know, like, oh, this one laundry detergent or this one dishwashing detergent, but yeah. And then what I've learned as we go on, I've learned that in fact, I was hypersensitive to some of those things through our work together. Mm-hmm. But so Amy prescribes supplements, a lot of her own supplements, which I'm still on and swear by. I started feeling better right away. And you know, that whole thing of like, you don't know how bad you feel until you start feeling better.
Or don't know how good you feel until you feel really good. Right.
Yeah.
Either way, like, you don't know until you're in one of those areas. Great.
You really don't. And I didn't either. And so I had, as we gradually do, I had just gradually gotten used to feeling kind of crappy all the time. And I'd gotten used to feeling tired. And I was like, also trying to convince myself that I was somehow, you know, like my biohacking stuff, like, you know, I was listening to names we've heard, Mark Hyman and Huberman and all these dudes.
Sinclair.
And they're right about a lot of stuff. Yeah, totally. Sinclair. And like wake with the dawn and get daylight in your eyes and, you know, turn all your tech off. I was doing all those things, but it wasn't hitting. So Dr. Amy gets me on, you know, all the things that I need to be doing for my thyroid and gets me a med prescriber that she works with that will do what she recommends. Mm-hmm. And so I started feeling better right away. 3 months later, though, I'm feeling better, right? Like I could feel, and my labs reflected this when I got them tested. I could feel the antibodies going down. I could feel my inflammation going down. I could feel certainly my sleep getting better.
Right.
And, you know, I was doing Dr. Amy's protocol, which is basically the keto diet that I was already doing. I was doing some tweaks with it, but the scale wasn't moving. I wasn't losing fat. I wasn't feeling vigorous. I was still like, something's off, and getting kind of scared because, you know, I had spent 6 months up until this point from like starting to get evaluated to when Dr. Amy's protocol is healing me.
Yes.
So I'm like, what's next? Am I screwing it up? Is this the best I'm gonna feel? Like I was asking myself.
Sure, sure. Is this where I'm gonna be?
And be okay. Right?
Yeah.
Right. Which probably I could have done. I mean, I was feeling pretty terrible and, you know, still going on with life and still like somewhat vital. But I was talking to Dr. Amy about this in our check-ins, and I had mentioned, you know, I had said something like, you know, I'm feeling better. Everything's working, but I don't know, something about like, the diet. And I had heard her do a podcast with a couple other people on Precision Health. So I was like, tell me more about Precision Health. And do you have Precision Health people that you work with? Because I think I was talking to her a lot about food.
Yeah.
And she was like, I don't handle the food. Like, here's the protocol. You watch the whole thing. So that's what I recommend. And I was like, but what about, should I start with a day with bone broth? And can I still fast? And she was like, as I said, but then as we're chatting, she was like, you know who you need? You need Susan. You need Susan. Have you listened to my podcast with Susan yet? Cause I am both by, I guess, birthright and how I am as a person and my diplomat type. I'm thorough and I read and do assignments too. So I was in reverse listening to all of Dr. Amy's podcasts, you know, because I'd gone through her whole protocol that was part of the package of her taking me on as a patient.
Sure.
I'd listened to all that, watched all those videos. So then I was going through her podcast, but I hadn't gotten to yours with her yet.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, listen to it. I want you to meet her. I'm going to have her call you. So I hang up with her. I listen to the podcast. As I'm listening to the podcast, you call me. And I was like, ooh.
The universe, it's listening.
Yes. And then I hang up with the podcast and then I answer the phone call and it's you. I'm like, oh, and you know what we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's it. I signed up for both the Shea app, PH360, personalized health types, which is the diplomat type. One of the types that we're talking about. That's me. I'm a diplomat. So is Beyonce. Beyonce is a diplomat. That's what I like to tell people. I'm the same body type as Beyonce. It was the missing piece. You know how like you're playing Trivial Pursuit and you're going around the board and I haven't won it very often.
Trying to get that last piece of pie.
That last pie. And sometimes you're just like, I don't understand. Just roll a six. And you can't get to it. So this was me rolling a six
yeah.
with you calling. Or
it was always me with the science piece last.
Yes, that's right.
I get that question.
Because I'm just answering keto to every single science.
And I was paleo like for years.
Yes, right.
All these.
Both great. I mean, I feel like I've.
There are components. Absolutely. There's components. Right. I coached on paleo strict for my first 4 years of coaching until I found the pH and I said, shit, I'm sorry to my guardians and all and a lot of my diplos. But you know, in my thinking back then, it was getting you off the processed shit, right? That was the big thing.
Whole
so
food.
There's all those pluses in it. But then it's like, no, there's some people do okay with dairy. There's some people that actually do okay with grains.
Yeah.
Who knew? Right. So I totally, totally resonate with that. And I have to just say, when we had the first phone call and when I called you, I remember hanging up and I immediately voice messaged Jamie and I said, oh my God, I just talked to Adrienne and she has the best energy. I'm so excited to work with her. So it just like awesome. From the get go. So it was awesome.
I love it.
All right. Keep going.
Thank you.
Sorry.
It's been a love story ever since. Here we are.
Here we are
telling it. Yeah. So we had the first what to eat conversation, right? So we did this big evaluation.
The onboarding.
Take measurements. Yes, the onboarding, which was amazing and fascinating. And, you know, Susan, I just want to shout you out, even though I'm shouting you out here on your podcast with you watching. But there's a certain degree of kindness, patience, you know, maternal love and directness, like shut up and listen. Stop telling me no before I can say the sentence. And it's just a perfect marriage of that.
Thank you.
From the get-go, from the jump, you gave to me, it's things that I didn't know that I needed to, like, because it's also a very intimate process. Like,
absolutely.
Maybe I can count on one hand the number of people I would let, like, look at me and watch me take measurements of my body and also, like, ask me the tough questions and tell me when I'm lying. Like, I remember this was like our second or third conversation, but for the listeners who don't know, Susan has a former career in law enforcement and she can tell if you are lying. She can tell over Zoom if you are lying. She can tell. I could fool my own mother. I could fool my own husband and kid, but Susan knows when I'm lying. So you were asking me how many cups of vegetables a day I was eating. And I was like, oh, I eat 2 cups of vegetables a day. Yeah, for sure. And I think I shook my head no in answer to the question. And you were like, okay, let's look at the diary. And, you know, but it is a wake up call, right? Like certainly the PH360 onboarding and all of that. It's a wake up call. And it's also, I guess I've kind of been searching my whole life for, you know, what do I eat? What's bad for me? What's good for me? What should I never have? Things that I was eating, even with Dr. Amy on the protocol, because, you know, you're still figuring it out yourself.
Sure.
Without PH360 and Shay, no one's telling you exactly what to eat. And you're getting so much mis and disinformation in traditional media, like the Today Show and all the cooking stuff and any of those, like, you're just like, I'll try this, I'll try that. Or like me watching my brother, right?
Sure. Because they don't take the individual into account. Right. It's not saying that they're bad or anything like that, just so we're not dissing anybody here.
Yeah.
Except for maybe vegans, but kidding. Kidding, vegan
that
people.
Too. That's it. Although it's dangerous, right? It's probably making you sick. Yeah. Well, that's also whole food. So, like,
sure.
To take from it.
Right. So there's different pieces of things, but it's really any of the specific diets just don't take you as an individual and where you are. Into account. And that's why it's, you know, you have the non-responders. So
yes. So I was doing things like, you know, there were foods that I loved, like cauliflower and arugula, that are not good for my thyroid and I shouldn't eat. And of course they're healthy foods.
Sure.
Like, why wouldn't they're healthy foods? Right. But not for me
at that time,
you know,
and at the amounts sometimes that we were eating them, because I was the same way. Those were my staples, right? So that the pH, just so people understand here, the pH 360, it's always meeting you where you are and it's basing your foods on nutrient density to bring you into balance. So when she's talking about her profile and that it was saying to pull out the cruciferous at this point, it'll say on there at this time, due to the severeness of the thyroid issues, to try to bring some of that back into balance and not make it the big staple of your everyday diet. Right.
Yep. Yeah. And that's what I was looking for. But I found so much more in our friendship and our relationship. And, you know, you coached my husband as well. So you know what I'm dealing with at home in some way.
Crusader.
I love him to death. Crusader. And he is. And and my kid, you know, they're not finished cooking yet, but they look like they're a crusader too. And like things like, you know, the crusader type versus the diplomat type, I need less calories at a certain time of day. And I need my afternoon meal to be late and I need it to be large. And he can eat whenever, work out whenever. And he needs twice as much food as me, we've been together 28 years, married for 20. I have watched him consume 2 to 3 times what I eat. And he just stays the same or, you know, adds muscle, loses fat. And I'm like, this confirmed for me with my type that's not in my head. That's actually a thing that's happening. And it's okay. Like it's, you know, and for us to eat different foods, we're okay. I had invisible rules for myself that the PH360 and Shay typing really just helped me erase, like off of the whiteboard, off the chalkboard. of my brain pan. And I'm just, you know, like there were things that I thought I should eat that I'm like, in fact, no, that's not good for me. Or things that I thought I'd never eat again, like sweet potatoes, pineapples, papaya.
Right.
And like combining foods, which sounds like witchcraft. And they're like, you know, but it does, and it kind of is witchcraft, and it really does help you. And depending on the time of day or the time of your cycle, all of that. And it demystifies it too. The Shea app, like, because I'm running on 50, 48 and a half. I don't have the time, even in retirement. I don't have the desire or the time to, like, you know, everybody complains, like, what's the worst thing about adulthood is figuring out what to have for dinner every night. And now I have the Shea app, and as long as it exists, it will be on my phone and one of my most used apps, because I don't have to think about it.
No, one stop shop.
Right? And as a diplomat, I love food. I love cooking. I love nourishment, and I love figuring out what will nourish me. And I love the taste of food and the culture of food. And keto did dampen that for me quite a bit. And, you know, right? And it takes all the good and it brings to the forefront and it takes the guesswork out of it. But so then as we work together, I am literally not believing that what you tell me will work.
You were, and I'm so a little resistant.
I was.
This one was so resistant. When I was really, I could see, she'd lean in and she said, Susan, this is taking time. I was keto for 8 years. This doesn't mean, you know, some of this isn't making sense. And I said, and you're here. You were keto for 8 years, but you're here. Right. Because your labs weren't good. Yep. There were issues with insulin.
I had super, super high fasted insulin, even though I was eating keto and I was eating keto, like higher protein and lower fat than when I first started. Right. Like the butter coffees are out, but I'm still having a ton of heavy cream, a ton of goat cheese and sheep milk yogurt. And even though these are like, you know, in small amounts are still healthy for me, but I was like going ham on it and, you know, burrata and butter and everything. And, you know, that good French salted butter. Like I have tiny amounts sometimes, but I was
big difference like from where you were.
Half a stick a day.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Well, and this is why we're talking about keto and paleo. This is why paleo was not an option for me, because I was just like, I really don't want to lose dairy and I don't want to become lactose intolerant. And I was wondering about that. Mm-hmm. Now I know it all because of the DNA analysis that you gave to me. And so I know what I can and can't have. But fasted insulin went from 14.3, and that's eating keto 14.3, to after 3 months on Shea PH360. Dropped down to a 6.4, girl. And then fasted glucose dropped 10 points. It was 107 to 97. I get my labs done again on Friday and I'll send you the results.
Awesome.
So you can look at them. Okay. It's one of your favorite things is going over those labs. I know that. And I expect it to be even lower. And then I had another one that was, A1C, 7.2. Again, eating keto. Like I was like, that's the best A1C I'd ever had. 7.2 to 5.2. 3 months on Shea. And I'm eating shit.
You were afraid to eat a carbohydrate. Okay. You were afraid to eat a piece of
bread. Oh my God.
You were afraid to eat a vegetable.
Oranges.
I mean, like, mandarins. Seriously. And this is what I see from so many of the like keto type people is I can't eat that. I'm so like, it's a literal fear that wells up that you're so afraid to eat any vegetable or fruit. And you epitomize that. It was a real fear for you to work into that.
Oh, yeah.
So I want people to see that this isn't an easy process, like to flip that switch. It is a journey, right? But when you embrace it and work with it one step at a time, and that was the beauty with you. Like I will say that you and the Hubs, like you hit the ground running with this stuff, right? But yet you still had your little, I gotta take it easy on this part, Susan, right? And that was one of them. So super like, the changes in the labs that came back so quickly. And it's just been phenomenal.
Yeah, it's been great. And I don't know, back to the not knowing how bad you feel until you start feeling good. And even now, like now it's been August of 2023 was when we started. And now it's March 2024. So I'm like, it's leaps and bounds even for the last 3 months. I'm not joking about being excited for my labs on Friday. And like,
whoever gets excited about labs.
I know. Well, when, when you feel good and when you're, you know, like living, right? Like, it's nerding out to get excited about it, but it is, it's like you get excited for a, you know, package delivery. You're like getting the dopamine from you bought this and you're waiting for it to ship. It's like that, right? Like it's, and I expect last time I had great antibody lowering, right? And I know that's Dr. Amy's protocol. Obviously she's the best.
Calms highly everything, right?
As I do with Susan.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I mean, everything calmed everything down. I'm hoping and expecting on Friday to have, when those labs are done, to see that my antibodies are in the functional health normal range. Like that's what I'm hoping for. That's what I feel like. That's what my sleep is reflecting and what my every day to day feeling is reflecting, you know?
And even in the,
in the first
month with you, when you popped on camera, I said, what our filter or whatever are you using? Because your skin completely changed quickly.
Yeah. Within two weeks,
this glow that came over your skin. And then it was about a month later, you would just have the camera on and you walked in and I said, step back. How are you dropping weight? Because girl, you look good in those jeans. Yeah. Like it was just,
and I'd stayed up in scale because you were like, I had like dysfunction with the scale. Again, many women can relate to this, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I had dysfunction with the scale. So you were like, nope, no scale at all. So you said, you've lost weight. I said, have I? I don't know. I haven't been weighed. And you were like, well, are your pants looser? I was like, oh yeah. But like, you know, that's what the fear, right? The fear of just change. And I'm afraid of change generally. So this is a big process.
Your comfort. You're a gal of comfort and routine. Change uncomfortable. Totally. So that's why it's a process to have to go slowly so that you don't get overwhelmed with all this change at once. Yeah.
Yeah.
You embraced that
bite-sized pieces.
Right.
By hook or by crook. Well, and you really did help me with that. Like you were, you know, cause I would make a case or have a bunch of questions or try and make an argument to, cause I wanted to find a way to get back to what I was doing. And even though I had all this wonderful newness, right? Like I'm having Beachbody smoothies with pineapple and Swiss chard and celery and fresh juice, which I haven't had in basically since my 30s. And, you know, and home cooking meals, I was already doing that, but it's a lot more fun when there's flavor and color on the plate. It's not just meat and cheese and butter. And, oh, and also the saturated fat piece, like for my specific, for diplomats in general, but my specific health challenges, especially the thyroid related ones, like saturated fat, I don't remember. And I'm not going to pretend that I know the science to say it, but there was something about the way that I was eating on keto and high fat keto or even high protein keto and moderate fat, that was keeping my personal body fat locked inside the cells.
Yeah.
And so, and all of the things that Shay told me to eat and you told me to try and the combination of it, like some of the detox recipes or the menu planning stuff actually does unlock from your body, your cells. It signals to your body, hey, you're not deficient in vitamin C. And you've been a deficient in vitamin C for 9 effing years, right? You've been 9 years without vitamin C and you're deficient in it because, you know, that's one of the things meat doesn't have is vitamin C. It also doesn't have that much calcium. And I'm, you know, I'm genetically deficient in vitamin C. So I love oranges. This is like, I'm kind of fixated on the orange thing, but it's just like the fear of, you know, losing all of your health and having significant medical issues and then significant medical debt and then like shortening of your life, you know, that's
trumps everything,
right? Like it's, it does trump everything. And it also makes you realize like I'm wasting time on all this other stuff. I'm wasting money on all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. And I'm tied to this thing. Like I used to do boot camps. That's another thing. I used to wake up at dawn and go to boot camps.
Oh,
the ropes and the tires and at pre-dawn. So I'm doing that. Yeah. This was before and after I had a child. And then I'm going from there to work. So for my type,
you're already tanked.
A hormone nightmare. Yes. And I felt like it. I'm running a meeting at 10 a.m. and I'm picking my kid up early from school at 2. I'm asleep in the car on the way there and I'm barely functional in the meeting and I'm faking it till I make it, which is like, you know, part of life. But, you know, inside I'm dying.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But so with these labs and with that's, it's an ongoing, like you said, it's a journey and it's an ongoing, you know, process. And I'm sure I'll adjust and change over time. Like you know, I'm sure I'll be able to at some point have an arugula salad again if I want an arugula
salad. And yeah, you know what I mean? Do it. I'm restricted on all those things as well. But you know what? A few weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, I made a skillet because I food prep and I'll eat off of it for 4 days, you know, my breakfast skillet. Instead of my Swiss chard, I put in broccoli. Well, it's on my avoid list, but you know what? It's okay. It's all meant to be. These are very specific recommendations, but it's not meant for you to not enjoy life, right? If someone's going to take away my Palisade peaches in the summer, which Shea dumped them on me, like low on my list, and it'll be in the episode I recorded with Cam, Dr. Cam, that I panicked and like texted him. I said, Cam, there are sometimes, like a couple times a month, this is my crack. He's like, Susan, eat the damn peaches. Right? So this is, we have to, we also have our human beings and we have to enjoy food, but it's not to the degree where we might have done it before. And there's an awareness and a consciousness around these decisions now instead of the mindless, you know, so I'll have a kale salad once in a while or arugula. Do it, right? Yep. That's the whole point is to have it on occasion and enjoy it, right? Enjoy it like you can, Miss Foodie. Yep. And then, you know, you're back doing like your normal stuff. Now, how has this affected you guys as a couple or as a family?
It's had a profound effect. I mean, a lot of it, funnily and in a comedic way, is, you know, like, as my daughter saw my changes evolving over time, they were very much like, oh, so this was the problem. Like, this was the problem. That was the problem. Or they were pointing out to me, you know, you're calmer, Mom. You're a better listener. I feel like you're paying attention to me more. That's a result of
profound.
The PH360. Yes. And which I, you know, she gives me a lot of guff too, but, there's nothing like hearing that from your kid, you know? And also I felt I was go, 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 go. And no human body can sustain that indefinitely. And it's, you know, or at least mine can't. And so just having my kids sense that I'm calmer and feel reassured with that calmness. I mean, really, they've been talking to me more. Like that's
the, wow.
You know, yeah. And it's a, you know, it's sort of the segue from young kid. Like there's the, you go from being mama to mom and then mother, you know, like that's the evolution. Right. And so my kid is like between the mom and mother part and they want more distance and I want to give them that. But what I actually want is just spend all your time with me and want to be around me all the time and let's spend all time together. And, you know, so it's nice to hear them react to me in a way that serves them too. And also, you know, we were like a no bread household again, because my husband's gluten allergy that hasn't changed. I have had to give up alcohol, soy, gluten, which was tough, although I didn't think it would be tough. It was tough. Yeah. I was eating croissant anytime I could. And I was taking my kid to go do that too. And, but then there were things like we didn't have bowls of fresh fruit out. Because, you know, I bought fruit for my kid. I bought the fruits that they like to eat. I bought apples and cherries and like berries for them. But it wasn't like a part of our kitchen culture. Now we have bowls everywhere and we grab them and they grab them when they want them. And they, you know, it's just that culture shift, which, you know, it's like, but it was been major for our family. With my husband, it's been great because he was also looking for this. He wasn't aware that he was looking for this. He was doing, cause same thing. It's his sister was diagnosed with cancer. It scared the bejesus out of him. He lost his mother when he was 17 and she was only 54, to multiple sclerosis. And so like, you know, he was fearful around his sister's cancer diagnosis and every step of the way. They're in Chicago, but we've been spending a lot more time with their family. But he was worried about it for himself too. You know, he has predispositions for Crohn's and multiple sclerosis. And so he was worried too. So he was working with another functional medicine doctor, but it wasn't giving. It's the same as with Dr. Amy, right? Like that's not what
it's not their specialty.
This is for. Right. It's not their specialty.
Right.
But it is your specialty and it is PhD.
It is. And
Shay.
It all goes together because I'm not, and this is what I tell people that I'll have some people think I'm a practitioner. No, I'm not. I don't diagnose, treat, or cure. I am a coach. I help you bring out the awesomeness in you and your authenticity and your best health all around lifestyle. which coincides really well with practitioners. So I love working with practitioners because then you have a team of people who's looking at you as the individual so that you can get optimal. I had one connector male I was working with last year, and I remember he called me and he said, or he texted me and he said, his doc, I think is a functional medicine. And he said, I just gave him the list of labs from the DNA that we wanted to do. And he sends me the text of what the doc emailed back to him. And the doc's like, she wants these done. Have her do them herself. I don't know why you want to order these. It's ridiculous and all. And give me her number. I want to talk to her, you know, like in a very condescending tone.
Of course.
And I said to him, I said, fine, give him my number. But did you show him? Because people, I don't know if people here know, but when I do a DNA report with somebody, yes, you get your online report, but then I go an extra step and type up a whole different report that you can share with your practitioner that shows these are the impactful things and these are the recommendations because of this. And he said, I hadn't shared it. So he did. And I will tell you, within a few minutes, he gets an email back. Okay, I get the point. I'll order it.
Proof's in the pudding.
There you go, doc. Cause he was an MD.
That's right.
And so it was just really funny. And I saw him come up on a Facebook recommendation for Fort Collins. I saw him on there and I was just going, oh, you're the one that dissed me, bro. So it was just kind of funny. And then I've worked with physicians and done DNA for their patients and brought people on. And again, it's a beautiful marriage when you have a coach that works with a practitioner. And I think that's why Amy's program flows, because we have coaches and we have, right? It's just a great marriage. And we're going to get her on here, Amy. We're going to schedule, because I think that'll be a whole great podcast as well. Because you see, you were doing all the things with all the meds, but it all comes down to lifestyle. If you don't make the lifestyle changes, how do you know whether the meds, you know, if you need thyroid meds or hormone replacement, how do you know whether that's dialed in if you don't have everything else dialed in? And when you do, it's so much easier to work with the dosing and where you need. So everything, I just know that, again, with just your infectious energy talking about this and your story is so effing relatable to so many women. And I think men out there too, because we're seeing more men. And I'm just so grateful for you coming on and sharing all this. Was there anywhere else you wanted to go with this, or because I don't want to cut you off if you're, you know, ready to roll with something else, sister.
I just want to mention for everybody listening who's wondering, because I know that I did, and want to reassure everybody that my sister-in-law is now 1 year cancer-free remission, and they're having a lifestyle overhaul, and hopefully PH360 and Precision Health will be part of it, and functional medicine will be part of it, because, you know, you just find out when this stuff goes down with your body and your health and your life, and it just puts everything in perspective. Right. And I want to be there for my kid and my nieces and nephews and my family members. And also life is great. Even when it's tough and awful, which it often is, it's better than the alternative.
Right.
And there are things that you give up and there are things that you get from the things that you give up. And it's not for wusses. It's not for wimps, but it is, if you love life like this, it's helped me. And I'm just grateful. I'm grateful to you, Susan. I'm grateful that Dr. Amy brought you into my life. I'm grateful that you asked me on your podcast.
You were one of the very first, you were the very first client I reached out to, because I knew just your energy and what it's done for you and just how relatable you are. And I wanted this to be such a real podcast. Not here to sell things, but just so people understand that there's a reason why you may not respond to things, to the generic things, right? It could be genetics. And when you realize that there is hope out there and that it's not because you're lazy or because you're not doing the things, it's just, it could be the timing, it could, whatever, but you're an individual and don't compare yourself to everybody else, right? One of Amy's I worked with yesterday, and it was a male, and he said, I mean, I'm probably eating better than most people and all my stuff. And I go, but it doesn't matter.
Yep.
What you're doing isn't working for you. And he's like, shit, you're right. Right.
That's right.
It's not working for you, what you're doing, or you wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
So, and it's just a lifelong journey. And I loved your attitude that what you had just said, where, you know, it's all about quality of life. If you lose your health, where the hell is your quality of life? Right? You can't,
nowhere.
You can't participate in life. And then it's, you know, so it's an investment. Anything in your life or anything for health is an investment in your quality of life. And so you're just some of the proof that when you are in your flow, holy shit, you're in your flow. It's so many areas, and everybody it's wants true. People to, around them to change. You want your kid to be better. You want your husband or your wife to be better. Well, you know what? Yep. It starts with you, and it starts with your mindset, which you have to work with, like you said. But when you have that mindset of, it's not even like giving up things. It's look at what you're gaining, right? So much more to gain. And when you look at a food list, people look and go, I can't have that or I can't have that. I'm like, look at everything you can have, everything that's ideal for you. There's a difference, right? You can have it. You're an adult. You're a human. You have choice. If you want to eat it, just understand the ramifications of every choice you make and where it's taking you in your health and your life. And so I was just so grateful to have worked with you and to be part of this journey. And now as a friend, and it's so funny, everybody, because I said to her when we finished our last actual session, I said,
thanks so much for tuning into my podcast.
I just love you.
If you enjoyed this week's episode, I'd love for you to share it with someone who would find the information useful.
Letting
also, if you can leave a review wherever you listen to podcasts, and it'll help the information get out to others. You can check out my podcast site and sign up for my newsletter for updates and upcoming shows. And that link is in the show notes below.
That's a great day
and let your authentic self shine.
It would be fun. We do make a great team. I will say.
We do
make a great team.
So that door is always going to be open, but I knew I had to have her, you know, have you in my life in some capacity, because you're just a beautiful soul and energy. And I hope that's what gets out there to people. And really it's been a change because I felt that energy, but it's you coming into flow. It's magnified so many times that it's just really, really fantastic to see. So. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you so much. Absolutely. Thank you for having me. And I love this. And I can't wait to listen to all of your podcasts. It's going to be in my regular stream.
You might be my only one, but that's okay.
Well, that'll be cool. I'll enjoy that.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Susan. Love you so much.
Love you back, girl.
Thanks so much for tuning into my podcast. If you enjoyed this week's episode, I'd love for you to share it with someone who would find the information useful. Also, if you can leave a review wherever you listen to podcasts, it'll help the information get out to others. You can check out my podcast site and sign up for my newsletter for updates and upcoming shows. And that link is in the show notes below. And go make it a great day and let your authentic self shine.